You're listening to Mountain West Voices. I'm Clay Scott. I met Lori Harris at the office of the United Way in Missoula, Montana. She was a well-dressed woman in her 50s, taking notes while she talked on the phone. In her job, she deals a lot with the issue of homelessness. That's something that she has a lot of insight into, since it wasn't that long ago that she found herself living at the POV. That's Missoula's Poverello Homeless Shelter.
Do I look homeless to you? Well, of course not. Well, that's exactly how I looked when I lived at the POV. I dressed just like I dress now, for the most part, and held my head up and went to work every day. And, you know, so the number one thing is don't judge, because you can't know what's going on in someone else's life. And I hope that I use that today in dealing with people that need help. We're not all drug addicts and alcoholics. There are professional people, not just ex-professional people, if I can put myself in that category, that walking down the street, you would not know that they're homeless.
Lori grew up in a family of semi-itinerant agricultural laborers. She and her parents and four siblings worked long days together in orchards and fields up and down Oregon's Willamette Valley. They spent the summer picking strawberries, raspberries, cherries, and beans. In the fall, her dad moved to the apple orchards, then worked construction jobs through the winter.
We worked on farms. We were one of the welfare families of the 1960s, 70s, quite poor. From the time we could walk and help, we were helping the family. So we would work all summer at whatever crops, you know, were in season. But the money didn't go to buy us new clothes and shoes and whatnot for the school year. It went to feed the family and pay the rent. But I've always been grateful for that work ethic. I know how to work.
Lori's work ethic stood her in good stead when she started supporting herself at 17 with a variety of office jobs, and later when she raised three children. When she came to Missoula a few years ago, she assumed that she'd be able to take care of herself the way she always had.
This was after being in Seattle in a home situation that just didn't work out. And I was naive. Thought I surely could come back to where I wanted to be and just put myself out there and get a job and things would be great.
Lori stayed in a tent at a campground while she did temp work, but her money ran out before her first paycheck arrived and she could no longer afford the camping fee.
So I found myself asking for help and not finding any. And people look at you funny when they know or realize what you're asking. You mean you're homeless? And they start to judge, you know, well, what did you do? You know, how could you be so stupid? It was kind of an eye-opener. So I ended up at the Poverello shelter here in Missoula. And it was a shock for a couple of days. Wow, I'm homeless. How does that happen to an intelligent, skilled person who's always worked hard? And the answer was it can happen to anyone at any moment. And I was a bit devastated. This is not what we do. We, in my society, whatever that is, there's all these people and it was a bit of a knockdown, because like I said, I had my own attitudes about homeless people and my own prejudices and misconceptions. And my lesson was to be there and learn that they were not necessarily accurate.
Her first couple of nights at the shelter, Lori says she cried herself to sleep. But she went to work every day. Meanwhile, she tried to figure out how she could afford to get an apartment. In the evenings, she'd put off going back to the shelter as long as she could. One night, she says she was in her car, sobbing, when a woman tapped on her window to ask if she was okay. A few minutes and a phone call later, the woman had arranged to have Lori move into the house of a local pastor, where she stayed for 3 months. That was a turning point for her.
Why do we cross the street when there's a homeless person sitting on the sidewalk, et cetera? It's because we don't know who they are. We're frightened of them, maybe. And I found out they're not all people to be frightened of. They're people like me. Everybody has a story. And I'm not certainly qualified to judge based on that. You know, finding out who they are, how they came to be there. Someone has to be willing to step up and help without judging these people, because everyone deserves to have a shelter and a meal on the table. Everyone deserves that.
You've been listening to Lori Harris in Missoula, Montana. Mountain West Voices is produced in association with the O'Connor Center for the Rocky Mountain West, a regional studies and public education program of the University of Montana. Additional support was provided by the Greater Montana Foundation. To listen to and download more stories from around the Rocky Mountain West, go to mountainwestvoices.org. I'm Clay Scott.